Minutes after the collision, Titanic's designer, Thomas Andrews, began an inspection of the ship. He estimated that they had 1 or 2 hours left before she sank. At midnight, the crew began to ready the ship's 20 lifeboats, which could take hardly half of the more than 2,000 people on board. Captain Smith ordered Phillips and Bride to send out distress signals. The Carpathia, 100 kilometers away, was the nearest ship to respond.
They asked me if I knew where the distress rockets were. I said yes. They said bring them on the bridge. When Captain Smith saw me bring them up, he told me to fire one and fire one every 5 or 6 minutes.
Since the accepted code of conduct at the time was children and women first, Second Officer Charles Lightoller on the port side offered lifeboats to be lowered with empty seats if there were no women or children around. On the starboard side, First Officer William Murdoch, seemingly more aware of the catastrophe ahead, allowed men on board if seats were free.
The first boats away didn't have many passengers on board. They were afraid to go down. There was a 70-foot drop to the water, and they didn't think she was going to sink. And a few of the first boats on the port side got away with half filled.
At 1:30, Titanic's bow was sinking lower and lower, and third-class passengers were arriving on deck. Chaos began to reign. Yet the musicians played on, and the wireless operators continued to send distress signals.
Well, we were standing on the steerage, third class they call it, and then we couldn't get up second. And of course, then there was one man with us, and he was our guardian angel, and he said, for God's sake, let the women up. The lifeboats were only going from first cabin. So there was a man on the second deck, and he asked me to go on his shoulder, and I climbed over, and then I think it was the last boat that was going out.
By 2 o'clock, the Titanic's bow had sunk so low that the propellers were clear out of the water. Captain Smith now relieved his men of their duty, and the last collapsible boat was swept upside down off the Titanic.
And I hit the water with a terrific crack. Luckily, I didn't hit anything when I dropped in. There were bodies all over the place. And then I looked up at the Titanic. The propellers were right out of water, the rudder was right out, and I could see the bottom.
Just before 2:20, the lights on the Titanic went out as her bow sank further and further. At the same time, the stern rose higher and higher out of the water, and the strain broke the ship in two. The lifeboat passengers watched the stern momentarily go vertical before descending on its plunge to the ocean floor.